Have you been struggling with the law of attraction? Do you find that sometimes it's easy to create things in your life and sometimes they just don't work at all? I'm Marbeth Dunn, the Joy to Abundance Strategist, and I want to share with you my story and my strategies that will help you create the reality that you desire. My very first experience with reality creation occurred in Haiti in 1975. I was living very simply in a tin roof house, high on a mountain plateau in the country on about 5 acres of farmland. We had no electricity, we had no city water. People used to carry water up in buckets on their head. And that was my very basic life in Haiti. One day, a friend came to visit who taught me how to chant Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, which was a mantra that was used by practitioners of Nichiren Buddhism. Well, I hadn't heard of it before, and the premise was amazing. By chanting for what you desire, you either receive it or you lose your desire for it. Well, according to Adrian, the friend that taught me the chanting, this was a way to enlightenment through connecting with the deepest laws of existence. When she showed me how to chant, I was stunned. The immensity of the sound that poured from her throat as she chanted was huge, and I was enthralled by her stories of how the chant had saved her life and had brought her what she desired. So I decided to try it. Now, at the time, my former husband and I were sleeping on a very scratchy straw mattress that was filled with lumps and bumps that we'd bought this mattress on the side of the road. It was new, but it was very scratchy. You can imagine sleeping on a straw mattress. The straw comes through the mattress and it pricks you, and it's scratchy, it's itchy, it's not comfortable. My former husband and I decided that we were going to chant that we would be sleeping on our very own brand new foam mattress the very next night. Now, we didn't have a car in Haiti. Our existence was very basic. The next morning, we set out down the mountain. We were living at about 5,000 feet up in the mountains. And so we decided to set out down the mountain by public jitney. Halfway down the mountain in Pétionville, we caught another camionette, a little station wagon jitney, which took us down to the colorful teeming market near the sea in Port-au-Prince. And from there, we caught a tap-tap. Now, a tap-tap is a brightly colored pickup truck that's got a case built in on the top. It has benches along the sides, and it's paneled with bright colors. It's packed full of people and chickens and produce. The tap-tap deposited us within walking distance of the mattress factory. When we arrived at the factory, we were hot and dusty. We were greeted by a beautiful, smiling Haitian woman who asked us whether we would like our queen-size mattress covered. We answered yes. The woman informed us that because the next day was a holiday, and then there was the weekend, it was going to be at least a week before the mattress would be ready, which is exactly what we expected. Now, we had chanted that we would be sleeping on a mattress that night, but we didn't expect it because Haiti, like most island countries, is a land of manana. So we paid for the mattress, we thanked the woman, and we turned around to leave, and then she stopped us. She said, "Wait." So we waited. She said, "Would you like the mattress this afternoon?" I was feeling pigs flying by. I couldn't believe my ears. This was Haiti. This didn't happen in Haiti. Time kept pace in Haiti with the slowest of snails. So I said, "Yes, please." So she disappeared into the back of the factory, and she returned smiling. "You are in luck. Your mattress will be ready at 3 o'clock. I was totally amazed. That night, we slept on our new, beautifully covered queen-size mattress. Pretty amazing, right? Now, back then, I didn't know anything about reality creation. I just thought this was a pretty amazing tool, and I used the Buddhist chanting to create different things that I desired. And if they didn't show up, although generally they did, but if they didn't show up, I forgot about them. And I thought it was just a wonderful tool. And the way that it worked is it sent out vibrations into the universe, sound vibrations that created the appropriate cause for the effect that you desired. So it used the law of cause and effect in a very creative way. And it used sound in order to access that very positive, very powerful place. My next experience with reality creation was about 25, 26 years ago. And I had moved down to the beach in Haiti. I was driving a car that had holes in the floorboards. The car was basically rusting around me, and it was a little unnerving to look at the floor and see the road underneath my feet. A little bit scary. Instead, I wasn't focused on the road. I wasn't focused on the car because I had discovered A Course in Miracles, and I knew that my vibration was very high at that time because I was reading A Course in Miracles 3 hours a day. My vibration was very high. And although I didn't know what I was doing, I was practicing certain tenets that need to be the appropriate way of manifesting unbeknownst to me. So driving in this car with the holes in the floorboards, I didn't put my attention on it. I just had a very firm faith that God had the perfect vehicle for me. And He did, because, or she did, because within about a week, I was in my little shop at the beach, and a woman walked in, a woman I had known a few years before, and I knew she was a well-to-do woman. Met her at the American Country Club there. I said, well, hello, how are you? And she was just so happy because her new car was arriving within the week from Florida. Really? I said, what are you doing with your old car and what is it? And she told me what it was. And I said, what are you going to do with that? And she said, well, I'm going to probably fix it up and sell it to a chauffeur guide. And I asked her how much she was asking for it, and I said I would take it because my intuition was guiding me. And you know, that car, which I actually never drove before purchasing, was the best car I'd ever had. It was just so perfect for my situation. But it grew too small because my family was growing, my business was growing, and we lived out in the country. We would come back with the the top of the car was covered with boxes and groceries. It was becoming unmanageable. We needed something larger. And so, again, I said, God has the perfect vehicle for me. And I could feel it. I knew it. And I got a vision. I saw the car that God thought was perfect for me. It was a large SUV, Mitsubishi Montero. And my initial reaction was, I can't afford this. And then I thought, who am I to say I can't afford this? Wouldn't that be arrogant if God wants me to have this car? So I said, thank you. And it wasn't 2 days before my neighbors were leaving who had the vehicle. Now, in Haiti at that time, that vehicle was very expensive. Very expensive, but my neighbors were missionaries and they had bought the vehicle on the missionary network and they hadn't paid very much for it at all. But it was still more money than I had at the time. When I mentioned to them that should they not sell the car, that we would be happy to give them half and then we could pay them $1,000 a month, they said, perfect, you got it. Which was pretty amazing considering that they were leaving the country. And we were there, and they were happy to trust us, and it worked out so beautifully. So those were my early lessons with the law of attraction. Now, I didn't know the law of attraction at the time. I didn't know how consciously to create reality. I was just in a very high vibrational place. And because of my high vibration, I knew what I desired. I focused on that. And that's what flowed into my life. So there are certain principles when you want to create your reality. And the first thing is to have a high vibration. So how do you have a high vibration? Well, you could sit and read A Course in Miracles for 3 hours a day, but I know most people don't have the time. And there are other books that are equally high vibration, the Bible. Dr. David Hawkins has a chart of books that are very high vibration. I know The Course in Miracles is at the very, very top of the charts with that. But you don't have to read a book to stay at a high vibration. One of the things that raises your vibrational frequency is being grateful, feeling appreciation for all the wonderful things in your life. It's a beautiful thing to focus on all the abundance in your life, all the things that you can be grateful for. Now, I know very often people who would like to create more abundance and a different reality in their lives are not at a very high vibrational place. I certainly was not. I was in a place initially, before I discovered A Course in Miracles, I was asthmatic. I was somewhat depressed. I had panic attacks. I lived in fear. I had very little self-esteem, very little personal power, and I was not a very happy camper. And the main reason for this is because I thought I was alone, and I didn't realize that I had unseen helpers who could help me create my reality. And that's part of what we're going to talk about today. Now, I know you may not believe that there are actually angels because you haven't experienced them. But I know from my experience with angels, but I've also, back when I was doing the Course in Miracles 3 hours a day, and I was very raw and very new to spirituality, I was pretty desperate. I was looking for something that would save me, something that would cure the asthma, something that would help me and make me happy. I was searching so many different modalities, books, different techniques, anything I could find that would help. I was constantly anxious and stressed, and I was a total basket case, truthfully. When A Course in Miracles came into my life, it just pulled me right in. I didn't understand it, but I knew that this was where I needed to go. By reading the book, it raised my vibration to a point, and I did the lessons in the back of the book. There are 365 lessons. And as I did the lessons, I started to realize that I was training my mind to see things a completely different way, from a completely different perspective. Nothing was as I thought it was. My reality had nothing to do with the way reality was. I was operating from a victim mentality. And when you're in a place where you think that things happen to you, then you're in a victim mentality. You don't recognize that you have responsibility for your thoughts, and it's your thoughts that create your reality. So the first premise is that you can change your thoughts. By changing your thoughts, you can change your reality. When I realized that I could change my thoughts, that the reality I was seeing might not be the truth, that I could change my perceptions about things. And by doing that, I discovered that I could change my reality. Things shifted. It wasn't difficult to create on the physical plane. And so the cars arrived, so many other things, and the synchronicities were powerful. I just enjoyed life as it was. It was very wonderful. So if you are not into reading a book for 3 hours a day, you can raise your vibration, as I said, by being appreciative, feeling gratitude, hanging around people who are happier than you. You don't want to hang around people that are depressed and sad. You'll find that you're going to be depressed and sad when you hang around them. It drains you. Now, I understand if you're living with people who are depressed and sad, that could be a little difficult. But you can also just focus on good things, things that are good about them. Focus on what you can appreciate. Very important. Also, be of service to others. Give to others. Now, when I say give to others, I have a caveat there because it's important to take care of yourself first. And don't feel like you need to give if you're feeling depleted. It's very important to take care of yourself, to set boundaries, especially if, like me, you are an empath and you're feeling other people's stuff. I find in about 85% of the people that I work with that they are carrying other people's energy. Now, energy has a lot to do with your vibration because we're energetic beings. We just appear to be solid. We appear to have skin and bones, and on one dimension, we do. However, if you go into the quantum field, we are 99.9% energy and only 1% matter, maybe enough matter that would fill an apple seed, you know, from your whole body. As patterns of light and information, we are the thought that is created by our Creator. We are, in essence, the same etheric substance as our Creator. And as creators, we are immensely powerful. We keep ourselves small because we haven't really seen things from the correct perspective. So the first thing, as I said, raising your vibration by being appreciative, by feeling gratitude, by focusing on the positive. Those gratitude lists everyone talks about, they're fabulous for raising your vibrational frequency. However, if your vibration is lower and it's difficult for you to find things to appreciate, I have an exercise which I'm going to share with you right here. It's an exercise I like because it's a bridging exercise that can move you from a place of lower vibration into a place where you can begin to appreciate. You recognize who you really are, which is love and joy and peace and pure spirit. So take a deep breath. We're going to do a beautiful meditation now. Inhale through your nose, through your nostrils, all the way down into your belly. And exhale through your nostrils. And as you're inhaling deeply into your belly, follow the breath all the way down. And as you exhale, follow the breath all the way up. Inhale all the way down into your belly and exhale, following the breath up. And as you're focused on your breathing, imagine that your being is expanding. Well, it could be your awareness. You could imagine it's your body. It doesn't matter. What matters is what is most comfortable for you. So as you are expanding in awareness, you're growing bigger than your house. Now you're bigger than your city. Notice the houses and how much smaller they are than you. Now you're bigger than your state. And you're bigger even than your country. But you're still growing. And soon you're bigger than our beautiful earth. And from the vantage point of the solar system, you can actually see how small the earth is. You can hold it in your hands, and you're still growing. Oh, look how beautiful our sun is and all the beautiful planets. Oh, beautiful, beautiful planets in orbit around our sun. And you're still growing and growing. And that beautiful Milky Way that our solar system is part of, well, now you are actually bigger than the Milky Way. Feel that. Feel how big it is. Feel how wonderful it is to be so grand, to be bigger than the Milky Way, and even bigger than our universe. As you're growing and you're bigger than our universe, you could be bigger than other universes too. There's no limits to how grand you are. And feel what it's like to be all-powerful, to be pure spirit, to have no limitations of being in a body, to be pure joy, to be pure love, for the essence of who we are is pure love. Just feel your grandeur. You have no limits. You are all powerful. And the essence of you is love and joy and peace. Unlimited. Yes, this is who you are. And from this perspective, look back at the very tiny issues that you thought were problems. There's always another way to look at them. Everything that presents to you is an opportunity to grow. And as you grow, there are always other opportunities to grow, but it's all a gift. We each have our unique curriculum. We're all presented with our own unique situations, our own unique lessons. These are our opportunities to grow. And we can always see things from a different perspective. If you don't like what's presenting to you, move into this grander, bigger perspective and ask to see things differently. Choose to see things differently. Open yourself up to unlimited possibilities. This is what life is. We're filled with infinite possibilities. Now, when you're ready, bring yourself back gently. Breathe deeply, all the way into your belly. And exhale through your nostrils. Inhale, all the way down into your belly. And exhale. And one more time. And release. Ooh, don't you feel good? I know I do. That truly is one of my favorite meditations. It makes me recognize and remember in case I forgot, in case I started to let things get to me a little bit. From this perspective, there are no problems. It's all a gift. If you notice, it also raises your vibrational frequency. You can raise your vibrational frequency with mantra. Mantras are words that are repeated, and in yoga, we use them for focus and to create a different reality. We become more peaceful. We become more joyous. We become more heart-centered. depending upon what our mantra is. And you can choose a mantra for yourself that will be very positive. For example, you want to create your new reality. I'm feeling better and better every day. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling comfortable with my power. As you declare these words to the universe, this is what you're creating. You are very powerful, but you have to remember that. You have to recognize who you are, what your identity is. We're going to work on our appreciation. So before you get out of bed in the morning, have a pen and paper handy and write a list of 10 things that you have to feel grateful for. Feel how they warm your heart. And when you feel that shift, that's when you get out of bed. Think of things that you can do to help other people. Think of things in your life that have been a source of pain or displeasure as opportunities to grow, and ask. You don't have to answer this. What can I learn from this situation? How can I see things differently? And how can I grow? And how can I feel good here? Those are all really good questions because they're open-ended. They're opening up possibilities. So ask the questions, but don't answer them. I had a student in one of my classes. This was her favorite exercise, asking open-ended questions. And she would begin her day asking, "What if I could have a wonderful day today? What if my day could be peaceful and joyous and happy?" And that was what presented, because she didn't have a preset idea of what her day was going to be. That's what she created. Isn't that fabulous? Don't you love it? I do. After you've gotten your vibration really high, the highest vibrations are love and joy and service. It should be your goal, if you want to create a new reality, to bring your vibrational frequency to a high level. Now, it's also important to create an alignment with your inner knowing. Now, to create an alignment with your inner knowing, you need to spend some time just with yourself. Now, it could be walking. Walking is very good, especially if you're doing it yourself. You're grounding to the earth. You're feeling time when your inner mind, your heart mind, can start to offer you suggestions. Notice what your body's telling you. If you have a desire, check in with yourself and ask yourself, will this be good for me? Your body will tell you. Do you ever notice if somebody says something that is unpleasant to you, how your gut may clench or your jaw may clench? Those are involuntary responses, but you can trust that. Your body knows what's right for you. It knows what's safe for you. It knows what's best for you. It's true. So tap into your body wisdom. Notice what you're feeling. Take a good listen to those hunches that you have. Ask your body, is this good for me or isn't it? So the second thing would be to be in alignment with yourself, to spend time with yourself, to feel good about yourself, and lean into what feels good, as Esther Hicks says with Abraham. It's always important to lean in to what feels good for you. And if something doesn't feel good, move away from it. It's a really important thing that will also keep your vibration higher. The next thing I would suggest is to take your desires. If you would like to have a new car, for example, imagine yourself in the car. See it as already yours. Envision it. Envision yourself in your car. Or if it's a new house, envision yourself in the house. The more clarity, the more specificity that you have, the easier it will be for you to have it materialize. You can also just feel the feeling of what it would be like to be in the car, to be in the house. What are the feelings that it evokes? As a visual, make a drawing. Draw yourself in the car or in your house, whatever it is that you desire. Draw a picture of you in it. If it's a new job or a career, draw yourself and feel it while you're drawing. That's important. So you're seeing it, you're drawing it, feeling it. Feel what it feels like to be in that space. Feel the appreciation for it already being yours. And feel it through your senses. What would it be like if you were in that car and you could feel, if it were a convertible, you could feel the wind blowing through your hair. You could smell the new car smell. You could hear the fabulous stereo system. Feel the rich leather under your skin. Feel how the seat adjusts to your back. Feel the weight of your butt on the seat. Really experience it as intensely as you can. Very important. So you really want to see it. And when you draw it, imagine that it's like a billboard for you. This is a very special advertisement, a billboard created just for you. Nobody else needs to see this but you. Now, yes, you could have visuals from a magazine. That's very good. But something about the act of drawing it. Very important. There's a kinesthetic quality of making it your reality. So you want to have an image that's just going to capture the feeling for you. An image that captures the feeling, very much like iPods. The iPod, the initial ads, billboard ads for iPod have all the people dancing in silhouette, but you have the earbuds in the ear and they're dancing to the music. That captures the essence of the iPod, doesn't it? You really want to get one when you see that billboard. This is your billboard for you. You want it to absolutely magnetize you. Also, write it down. Write down what it is that you desire as though you already have it. And you want to write it as a magnetic statement, not just a simple statement of fact. You want something that's going to pull you in. I love my beautiful new Mercedes. I love the rich leather interior, the bright sparkly paint. Oh, I love the smell of the leather, and the sound system is just phenomenal. And when you write it down, I am so thrilled with my beautiful new Mercedes. That's a lot different than I'm now attracting a Mercedes into my life. That's not really anything that's going to attract you, is it? But if I say, I am so thrilled with my beautiful new Mercedes, if what you desire is to lose weight, you wouldn't say, I'm losing weight. You would say, I'm so thrilled with my beautiful new size 6 figure. You see? That's something that's exciting for you. You want to create some excitement. And set a goal for yourself that's going to be exciting. You know, if you want to lose weight and you'd like to lose a large amount of weight, you have to test the waters, how it feels for you. For example, you want to lose 50 pounds, but when you say, I'm so excited that I have this beautiful new bikini body for the summer, and you're noticing that it's very scary for you, that's not the right affirmation or declaration for you. Perhaps you need to back up a little bit and say, I'm so thrilled how easily my body is becoming more toned and tight and slim and beautiful. So you've couched it with words that are not as specific. If you want to increase your self-esteem and you say, I'm so thrilled with how much I love myself and that feels terrifying, that's not the right affirmation because it will create resistance. If something is too scary, it will create resistance for you. It's better to move into smaller bite-sized goals than take a larger one if it's going to create resistance for you. For example, if you're thinking, I love myself and that's too scary, you could say, I'm willing to love myself. Now you've couched it in some other words that create a little leeway there for you. You want to have things so exciting that they're going to pull you forward. You don't want to be too comfortable that it's boring because that's certainly not going to create anything new and exciting for you. So when you create a goal, you want it to be exciting. You want it to be something that is going to magnetize you. Now, if you want to have that 50-pound smaller figure and losing that much weight or releasing that much weight is too scary, say, you could start with, I'm willing to see myself in a bikini this summer. I'm willing to. Couching it in those words will give you a little bit of leeway. If that creates a tingle of excitement in your belly, then you know that you're moving forward. That's good. And then perhaps after a week or so, you can say, I'm so excited and so delighted to have my beautiful size 6 bikini body this summer. Check it out. You want to keep it exciting for you. You want to keep checking in with your affirmation, declaration, that it's the appropriate one for you, that it creates the right amount of excitement. It creates that buzz inside. It makes you feel magnetized toward the goal. I've noticed that if there's resistance to a goal, too much resistance, what you resist persists. We've all heard that platitude. It's true. If you make something too scary for yourself, if you have the goal of, I have $1 million, and that feels too big for you, start with 50,000. Start with 500. Start with 25,000. Whatever is outside your comfort zone, but not scary. You definitely want to stretch yourself. Remember how big you really are. And money is just energy. Everything is energy. And everything has consciousness. It's a different perspective. Quantum physics has shown us how powerful our minds are. How we can create reality with our very thoughts. Reality creation works best when you have released the issues that are keeping you stuck. Go to yourjoyjourney.com and download my free ebook, The 7 Steps to Get Unstuck and Unlock Your Joy. That's yourjoyjourney.com. Get your copy today.